When I was 13, I watched a classmate die on the concrete beside the school bus. In the noise and play of pushing children, the little boy had been thrust before the approaching bus and run over. Waiting for the ambulance, we stood around him like a wall of life and watched him die. At first, he groaned and couldn't move. His eyes shut tight. But as the crowd recalled the horrific moment again and again from various points of view, the boy grew silent. He opened his eyes and looked beyond our silhouettes to watch the sun with a peaceful calm. Then I realized he no longer saw the sky or felt the autumn breeze, nor did he feel any pain or hear the sounds of the teachers crying. I don't know what fabric lies beneath the life we live, but on the other side of our mortal pain is a place of sanctuary. I know, because I stood beside a little boy and watched him find it once. Years later, I held Emma's hand until she found sanctuary in the snow, falling outside her window. Then I found it in the back seat of a speeding police car, under Francine's tears. I guess that's why I came back. There's something more important than the work we do and the roles we play. There's something more than how we move or where. There's something about who we touch and why. And it matters more than we can understand or perhaps remember. So it doesn't matter what happened or what was said that awful summer 10 years ago. Before, if Francine needs me, I'll be here for her. To hold her hand, to let her know she's not alone. I owe her that much, don't you see? In her eyes, I found sanctuary. And now, when life is shadows in the sun, Francine looks for it too. But isn't it ironic she looks to me for something I saw in her all along? I don't know. Maybe sanctuary isn't really found in the sun or snow or loved ones' tears. Maybe when the moment's right, these things merely catch a reflection of our own soul and reminds us of who we really are. And that home is never all that far away. It's just beyond the silhouettes that dark the sun.
You know, we have the most beautiful sunsets at my house. I can't wait to show them to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, Ashley. Let's go upstairs and get you dressed for kindergarten.
I have to cook the biscuits.
Aunt Cachou will watch them for us. Come on.
I want to wear my purple shorts, okay?
Why don't we pick a nice dress instead?
My purple dress!
You have a beautiful little girl. You have a beautiful home. A beautiful man. A beautiful life. So what's wrong with this picture? It's okay. Really, I'm here. I won't leave you.
Go get it, Mickey.
Feeling better?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing what a shower in clean clothes will do for you, isn't it? I'm sorry I looked so ragged this morning. I didn't sleep well last night.
No need to explain. Pretty sweater.
Thank you. I got this in Santa Fe.
Oh, really? When were you in Santa Fe?
Brad and I went skiing there last Christmas.
Did you stay in town?
Yeah. We stayed right by the plaza downtown. One of those beautiful old places, you know. Very elegant. With all this southwestern charm. They served tea in the lobby every afternoon.
Oh, the Hotel St. Francis.
Yes, that's the one. And at night, we walked along this street lined with candles.
Yeah, Canyon Road. They line the walls and houses with luminaries for the holiday. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes! You've been there?
I live just north of Santa Fe, about 45 minutes away in the mountains.
I didn't know that! To think I was so close! All this time I thought you were living in Hawaii.
I was. I lived there for 6 years. But I sold the house and moved about 4 years ago. I lived in New York for a while after that. Had a nice little apartment on the Upper East Side. Then I took a trip to New Mexico and found this place in the mountains, and I thought, this is it, you know? This is where I belong. I've been there ever since.
I thought I saw you a couple of days ago, in the gazebo behind the Ridley Hotel.
Really? I was there. I had to come to town last weekend to take care of some business. Why didn't you say anything?
I was going to, but I got held up. And then you were gone.
It must have been when I was checking out. I went to look at the lake before I caught a cab.
I was beginning to wonder if I just imagined it. You know, wishful thinking.
No. My mother died last week. I had to come over to take care of the arrangements and all that.
Oh, Kachu, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, really. You weren't that close, you know? I paid for her care. That's it. She made her choice a long time ago.
So, after all this time, going on what? 10 years?
10 years, 2 months, 3 weeks, and a day.
Okay. So after 10 years, 2 months, 3 weeks...
And a day.
And a day? After all that, I find you in my kitchen. How did I get so lucky all of a sudden?
Your mother called me.
My mother?
Can you believe it? I've been giving her my numbers all these years, you know, in case of emergency.
She never said a word.
I thought she was just throwing them away.
I've missed you, Katina.
I've missed you too, Francie. Listen, Francine...
You haven't said a word about David. How is he? Did you two go to Hawaii and get married like you said you would? I've always tried to picture you guys living there in your beach house with these great tans and all. It's a lot easier to picture you in Santa Fe, though. David's always been a jean jacket kind of guy, know what I mean? Gosh, I can't wait to see him. Oh God, can you imagine the three of us back together again? I'm sorry, did I say something wrong? Kachu, David's all right, isn't he? You guys did get married and all that, right? I mean, I assumed.
Yeah, we were married. We had a ceremony on the cliffs near Hannah. We lived in the house there. That was the happiest time of my life.
I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life there, in Hawaii, with David.
What happened? Ketchu? My foot's asleep!
You're whining again!
I can't feel my foot! Is it still there? It's not blue or anything, is it?
Francine, I swear you are so high maintenance. All you have to do is sit there. Look at me, I have to stand and use my arm.
How much longer?
We just started. I haven't even finished my charcoal sketch yet.
Did you hear that? Was that the door?
Would you relax? Gah! Nobody's gonna walk in on us. David's at school, the front door's locked, the back door's locked.
I wish I hadn't eaten breakfast. I look fat, don't I?
You don't look fat. You look marvelous. Simply marvelous.
Shut up.
I will if you will.
All right. Fine.
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 All right, then.
Stop it. I'll lose my pose.
Okay, wait, wait. I just need to get your face here. Hold still. Just...
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I have to blow my nose. I'm drowning.
Oh, well, if you're drowning.
Oh. My. God.
What?
Is that me?
You've been listening to episode 6 of Strangers in Paradise, book 7, Sanctuary, by Terry Moore. Adapted by Thomas DJ. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra and Shane Ivers. Nicole Tomte was Francine. Vanessa Van Zaire was Kachu. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters. Kira Hendricks was Ashley. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.